Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 27 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's frost on the pumpkin this morning. There's no doubt about that. And we're headed out in just a few minutes to dig on the backhoe. I'm preparing a ditch for a project that we're working on, and we have to get it in. We're expecting 2 inches of rain tomorrow with this bombogenesis that's coming through the New England area. It's a 2 storms coming together, and it's going to produce a 60-mile-an-hour winds, hurricane-force winds close to it. And so preparing everything and buttoning down the hatches and making sure that everything is okay. And we're then preparing for tonight's service, believing God for a life-changing night tonight. Oh, that God would move in power and great glory. One of our deacons will be preaching tonight, and we're anxious to hear him preach the Word of God and to just enjoy the good blessings of the Lord. And so a busy, busy day. And we appreciate the goodness of our great God. And last night, I was back current again on my night currency, and we're grateful to the Lord for him helping us. And as we went out and flew the Cessna 310 over to Portland and back, did our 3 landings at night, and it was just a beautiful night. And we continue on with the gospel here in this region. In your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 44. Verse number 14, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters." I want to look at this phrase today found in verse number 16. And also in verse number 19, where the Bible says, "I will even make a way in the wilderness and in rivers in the desert." I want to speak on for a few minutes today. He maketh a way. He maketh a way. This text reminds us of who our God is. The Bible says in verse number 14, "The one that makes a way is your Redeemer." He is the Holy One of Israel. He also is, in verse number 15, he said, "I am the Lord, your Holy One. I am the Creator of Israel. I am your King." The one who was making a way for Israel, he's the one that can make a way for us. Not only does this text remind us of who he is, but it reminds us of what he has done. The Bible said he maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. This is what the Lord has done. He also has done this in verse number 17, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. The Bible says they shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. This is our God. Not only does this text remind us of who he is, it reminds us of what he's done. And then it reminds us of what he can do again in verse number 16 and actually verse number 19. "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Thank God that we serve a God today that is able to do a new thing. He is the one that makes a way. How delightful is this? How wonderful it is to know today that our God is a God that makes a way. I want to close on this thought out of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I'm glad our God makes a way in trials. In the trials that we go through, as He made a way for Israel here in this passage of Scripture, in their great trial of affliction, thank God He makes a way for us in the trials of our life. Be encouraged today that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Trust the Lord today. He's making a way through the trial that you may be going through. Our God is making a way. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. I pray you have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow.